November 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, make no mistake. Today it is the conscience of your nation that is on trial. Diametrically opposed candidates are vying for the office of president. One wants to keep your nation faithful to law and order, the Constitution, and the traditions of democracy. The other opposes all the safety checks that hold this nation on course, right down to the Supreme Court, which he hopes will succumb to politics. If you cannot see this, then you had better research the agendas of each candidate before you cast your vote. Be informed on both sides of any issue before you decide. Always choose according to my commandments and what is pleasing to me. Very often, this means you take an unpopular stance. But, my children, your purpose in life needs to be far beyond gaining popularity amongst people. Do all things, including forming your opinions, to please me. If you live this way, you will have nothing to fear. Once again, I call you to be united in the truth. This is the way to peaceful surrender to my will." A note is given to read James chapter 1, 5 through 8. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, will receive anything from the Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.